having fun on Thursday in the Red Velvet Cake Studios in Dallas. Performing at the Improv this weekend is Guy Tori.
Yeah. Guy Tori in the place to be. Yes.
What up, Guy?
What's up, man? I'm all dressed up, man. You ain't here. I ain't gonna say why.
I'm in New York.
I know, man, because something else is here. That's why in Dallas. That's why I know why you're in New York.
It has nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with Ebola.
That's what they claim.
Sure, I'm just saying, hey, I know I'm careful. I drove here. I don't trust nothing in Dallas right now. I'm not staying in a hotel. I'm sleeping in my car. I'm staying away from anybody that sound like they from, you know, Liberia, libertarians, Libras, librarians, anything that sound like that, I'm staying away from. Sorry,
that's
my
not
African
right,
people.
Guy.
I know it's not right. That's why I'm Guy. Sorry, my African brothers and sisters, but not today.
It is.
There's no reflection on the time during the morning.
Dashiki sales are down. Dashiki sales are down.
You know what? You know what's really down? Dating an African.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Thank
Dating
God.
An African. An yeah. African. African guy or lady. Probably has a hard time getting a date right now.
I can imagine.
I read a story in the New York Daily News the other day, mm-hmm. that the places that braid hair, the African braiders, their business is down. They're going out of business.
Well, there's a flip. There's a good side of that though, Jay. I mean, some of the hairlines won't go back as far now. some women with them braids, man, I'm telling you, they need to put some sugar in the eyebrows, sweet talk the hairline down a little bit.
Sweet talk that.
So that's the silver lining in that.
I can imagine. Wow, I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
a lot of Sade's out there with them braids in.
Yeah,
forehead look like an 87 Saab.
The back of a Saab looks like a smooth.
Yeah,
so then you tell me. Then you tell me you used to date.
I used to date an African. You know, for some reason, back in like the early 90s, Africans had a real strong attraction to me.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Because you was dressed in a lot of African garb back then.
I was not.
Yes, you was.
I had one little dashiki and one little strand of beads.
Samoa, you look like the mama from Coming to America.
And you want to know why you were attracted to Africa?
I had one little dashiki.
No, you had some on your head too. I got a picture we did back in the day. You had that little thing on your head. Looked like a pyramid, like a little crown.
Well, I got that from Queen Latifah. That ain't had nothing to do. That was when Queen Latifah wore hers, and I wore mine.
So Dana did it. That's what you said. Dana did it.
Exactly. I was following Dana then.
Ladies first. Ladies first.
I have a theory about Ebola.
What's your theory?
Where it comes from. I think it comes from old leggings. The little balls. The little balls that be on leggings.
That's what a very
when you don't wear your leggings too long. You don't wear your leggings too long and you have and them little balls.
You're like just, rubbing up against each other. Yeah.
That's got to be part of it.
I remember that too.
Oh my God.
We got a lot of leggings out here and people don't know the expiration time on leggings.
My mom used to wear them, man.
Yeah, them balls on the leggings got something to do with this whole thing.
She used to wash them and hang them.
You're right, Samoa. They're making them bigger and bigger and bigger. How big?
Thank you. Leggings come up to a 6X.
They do.
We don't know the expiration date. Here's the expiration date. Okay. If they're not jet black anymore. And then they go through different stages. Yeah. First, you got your go out leggings, right? You can wear it to the club.
Right.
Then you got your club leggings, okay. Which you can wear them out.
Yeah.
Now, after two washes, four balls on them. These are what you call gym leggings. Yeah. They're on their gym leggings. They're after too many balls and they get a little hole in them. Now they house leggings. So you can't wear them outside no more.
You got to throw them away.
You just run to the store once and you get away with it, and then you can run to the store,
uh-huh. But that's it. Uh-huh. But we got to start regulating. If your thigh is touching thigh, it's time to throw those leggings away. Thigh touching thigh means you get three wears.
Yeah. But yeah.
If your thighs touch,
three
come on now.
Three club outings,
four balls on them, and you got to let them go. out. But we kill them leggings. We kill them down.
Oh, I'm talking about wear them.
We take them to the bus out. I've never seen nobody. I've never seen nobody physically throw away leggings.
I saw women on the cruise with the leggings. With the four balls on them. Oh yeah.
This is what's causing this Ebola.
The cruise.
It's gonna come back to the leggings.
I think you're gonna get a Nobel Prize for that.
Then no one ever thought to check the leggings.
No
this
one.
Is what I'm
oh
saying.
No one.
They're gonna be on the cruise. Something. The cruise that I didn't go on this year. I was waiting by the dock. I had my luggage. I'm waiting at ship after ship after ship. I'm like a little black kid waiting on his dad to come pick him up from school and never came. And then another crew.
Pressure went, this year. You don't want to go this year.
LL.
Be on there.
Let me tell you
something.
Shutting
it down.
Jay, stock up on chapstick. I'm going to tell you right now. Funny. I'm going to tell you, not for J. Anthony Brown, but I did a movie with LL, man. And the 3 months we were shooting the movie, the set went through chapstick. And Jay and LL loves him some LL. We did the movie and
he said LL loves some LL.
We did a movie and he did a concert. He had to go to New York and do a concert outside in the rain for one of those, you know, morning shows. And it was pouring down raining. He still rips off his shirt, take a bottle of water, and still poured it down his six pack. Dude, I swear to God, I said, you go back and look at the table. It's already raining. Hell, he got the water cascading down his side. I mean, and the whole movie, I mean, I know it's a cliche in comics talk about it. He licked his lips the whole time. He looked like the little gecko from Geico.
Oh, my God.
And he's very tall.
Yeah, he is tall.
I didn't realize how tall he is.
He is. Yeah.
He's very tall.
Yeah. Good guy, though. Like, stock up on chapstick, Jay. Time.
Oh, poor Huggies.
Oh, my God.
Huggies got to come up next.
Okay.
Huggies got to come up next.
Oh, that's my man.
Out of all this. Some more. In New York.
All weekend long.
All weekend long. The Comedy Festival with 200.
At Caroline's.
200 comics. She's performing at Caroline's. And Guy Tori at the Arlington Improv.
Addison.
Addison Improv.
Yes, sir.
And Huggies next.